So the radio in the truck is set to 97.9, all Christmas music, all the time for the next month. My favorite time of year. Yet you'll find ugliness among people of the cloth, among ministers at this time of year, those Luddites who would insist it's too early to talk about Christmas. We have to concentrate on Advent. The music just isn't right. Sing me a song of Christmas. No, it should be a song of Advent. One of the great tyrannies of the previous hymnal that used to be in the pews is that if you were to strictly talk about singing songs of Advent, you had a choice of two hymns, and you'd get really sick of those two hymns over the course of 4 weeks, would you not? Thus, the wizards and the lords at Louisville in our national denomination, in pulling together our new hymnal, have expanded the Advent songs to about 24, I believe, all suggesting to us that there is truly music of this season. And yet, it raises the question, as we discussed and thought about last week, of what kind of music ought it to be? That song of Zechariah, the song of the father of John the Baptist, singing praise to God, and the suggestion that I made last week when we were down in Blair Hall of differing ways in which we might hear it, differing ways in which we might appeal to different generations who see those words and yet think of different music in their own minds. It was sort of a stretch, I admit, to talk about perhaps John the Baptist's father's song known as the Benedictus as a rap song. But it opens our minds to the possibility and the idea that the way that we hear music may not be the way that others hear music. And so let me suggest to you this day, this story of Mary, this wonderful story of a teenage girl who learns that she's pregnant with God, who learns that God has done mighty things, who learns of the awesomeness of God, is in essence a blues story. A story of the blues. You can almost picture Mary with that spotlight and the wisps of smoke as she sings in her husky alto voice. Aren't all altos husky? I'm not pursuing that. Mary's song, then, is a song of the blues. It's a way in which we might suggest in our own hearts and in our own minds that we hear many songs, that we hear many of the songs in the Bible as well as songs of our new hymnal. We have to pay Angie lots more money today because we're making her work very hard, but Angie and I sat together and figured out a couple of hymns within the hymnal that have a bluesy lilt to them. Angie, you're on. You want to do another? Sure. Oh, we've got all the time in the world, Andrew. So what is it about the blues that touches our heart. The blues, as one great blues performer once explained, are songs of the truth. In the blues, you're telling the truth in a certain way. From the roots of the slaves and the African Americans who sang the blues as spirituals back in the day, you're telling the truth, perhaps in coded ways, but there's hurt, but there's promise. There's despair, but there's hope. There's a way in which it lifts our spirits while also recognizing all of the ugliness around us in this world. And that, my friends, is the blues song of Mary. The words that Mary uses, using past tense, suggesting to us that awkward way in which we look at Advent itself, looking backwards at the birth of a Savior, but looking forward to a return of Christ again. Remembering in our own lives the way things have been, are, and we pray will be. Those are the blues. It's impossible not to listen to the blues and think of our own lives, to think of the successes in our own lives, to think of the unmet needs in our own lives, to think of the sadness in our heart, but ultimately to think of the hope. And that is Mary's song. That is the Magnificat. That is the promise given to us in this season of preparation, preparing our lives and readying ourselves for the coming again of a Savior, one who brings down the high and mighty and lifts up the lowly, one who feeds the hungry and sends those with full bellies away, one who remembers those who sing the blues, and we all do in our own lives. This Magnificat, this blues song by Mary, has been used by so many performers in so many different ways. B.B. King has written a song. U2, the rock band, has written a song. So many different performers recognizing the elements of the blues coursing through these words from Luke and reminding them of what happens in their own life, reminding them of what's happening outside our doors, reminding us of the hope and the promise of a Savior. And so this day, as we gather to prepare for that joyous birth in December, we prepare ourselves, we sing Christmas songs, but we also remember the blues of Advent. We're invited, like Mary, to symbolically carry a child in our own hearts, to carry and bear Christ out into the world, to sing those songs, husky, alto, or whatever part you may sing, to the world, to sing, to remind ourselves that there is indeed hope, even in the darkest times, to remind ourselves that the Savior is among us and that God has never left us, to remind us, as did the slaves, that there's always going to be a better day in code language or explicit language, to sing the blues together and to sing the blues when we feel oh so all alone in the dark. And so we're reminded this day in the blues, with that spotlight shining down upon us in that blues gathering, that there is a star, that there is a light that will shine in the darkness, a light that cannot be overcome by the darkness, a light that came from God and a light that shines in our hearts so that we too might be lights, that we too might be stars. That's the real reason behind this whole idea that we've been pushing, that each of us are stars, that each of us who sing the blues and sing songs of praise to God are a star out into the world to guide the world to God, to remind all the world that they have a Savior. I hope that as you came in, you had the opportunity to find your own star, your picture back on the back ledge. If you haven't, we'll have angels and helpers and elves place it up for you through the course of the week. If you weren't here last week when we began this idea of singing together in different genres of song, you can find us through the week at the office, or you can send us a picture if you'd like to join in. We'd like to fill that tree with pictures of each of us to remind each of us that we are stars, that we are singing songs to God, no matter what the type. Perhaps you are gifted enough to be able to sing rap music. Perhaps the blues are more your style. Perhaps those Christmas carols, which are so wonderful and so uplifting, why should we just limit them to 12 days of Christmas? I hope that all of you will gather together around this tree, reminded of this family of God, of this body of Christ. And so, as we decorate the tree, if you have not found your picture, you may go into the back and find that, but we'll decorate in different parts. We're going to make you work a bit at the end of this service, up and down and moving around so that, does this count toward walk to Bethlehem? Absolutely. That's another thing. Sing the blues with me this season. Sing the blues not in despair, but in joy. Sing the blues as Mary did, reminding the world of God's mighty power, of God's final word, of God's way of overcoming the darkness. Sing the blues with me as a star. And that as we gather around, we are reminded of the birth of a Savior, one who is born in us again this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.